Hello and welcome back to another episode of Low IQ. Jack,
hello,
is with me.
I am with you as always.
Jack, why have we done anything to the set today?
Have we done anything to the set? I don't know. I don't know. The tiger
has moved.
Is here.
Yeah,
that's moved.
But also,
there is an also.
We've got another chair.
Ooh.
Do you know why, Jack?
I don't know. You tell me why.
We have two guests back in the studio today.
Woo!
James and Foo, say hi.
Well, go on.
Hi.
Yo, second time. Second time back. New studio. What do you think?
Nice, man.
Much nicer than the last one.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, because it's yours.
Do you remember, remember last time your producer didn't even know your names? So she knew our names.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah.
No, fuck off.
Whoa.
I didn't remember that until you said it.
Yeah.
But she wasn't the actual producer.
Who was, which one was it?
You regulate in that building.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
That doesn't bode well with your brand.
Yeah, I've never been there before.
But yeah, all right. Second time you've been on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You came on when we were like, we didn't have many listeners as well. Mm. We still don't have that many, to be fair. And he's
not
still
compared
back
to you guys. You're like third in the world, second in the world, or some shit.
Whoa,
that's insane.
That's not.
No, you are
accurate.
Right? Where's that?
In the
I say you told me that, Matt, didn't you?
Probably.
They're like third in the world. Yeah,
third in England, maybe.
Oh, probably at some point.
Or third in London.
It goes. but yeah, ours is doing all right.
Mm. Doing crazy, yeah.
It's doing, your clips always do well as well, don't they?
And I saw you're performing at the O2. Are you, is
are
that
indeed
the big O2?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what pissed me off? I went to see Barber the other day.
Yeah.
I went to see our new Barber the other day and he was asking about shows and stuff. And then he was like, oh, what's the next show? And I was like, oh, it's at the O2. And he immediately, without, when I say immediately, like without taking a breath, was like, Indigo, yeah? I was like, why would you assume?
Wow.
Why would you assume it's fucking Indigo? But
wow. Wait, so how many shows are you doing there?
Just the one.
Just the one.
And like, how many seats?
15,000.
15,000.
Fuck, and you think you're going to sell all that shit out?
It's done.
It's pretty much done, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
That's really levels, bro.
I think it's like 200 left.
Yeah.
I don't think we could fill out a pub.
No, we couldn't. Definitely not.
No, I think you'll be very, very surprised.
Do you think?
Yeah,
I think you'd be
with
very
you guys,
surprised.
For sure.
You guys are hilarious people, bro.
Nah, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I'm not even saying that because we're on the show. You guys are fucking hilarious.
To be fair, actually, in one of our recent shows, we did a ranking UK podcast, and we said you were the top 10 out of 10 we gave you.
Wow.
Yeah, we did. Wow. No, did we? I think.
No,
I think we said 9.5. Don't blow their egos too much, mate.
Fair. Thank you, guys.
No, but
yeah,
you
appreciate it.
You obviously, you've been doing it for ages anyway.
How long have you been doing it for?
Four and a bit.
Yeah, 4.5 years.
Yeah.
See, that's not
that long,
even
though.
That long.
Not that long.
Mm. For how big you are now, it's crazy. And we were saying before you got here, it's like crazy because you got like Joe Rogan and shit. He was famous before, but
yeah,
your podcast was like the thing. You didn't do all that shit
before.
Yeah,
we didn't do anything before, no.
How old are you boys again?
32, 33.
What are you doing? When's your birthdays?
Mine has gone February 17th.
What did you do for it?
I was away.
Where did you go?
Ooh. Went to Egypt and I went to Miami.
What the fuck is this? Yeah, <what's that? laughs> This is interrogation.
Well, no, I'm just asking. You went to Egypt then Miami?
Yeah.
Right. I've heard Egypt is really fucked for haggling you. Not haggling you, but like bounted, like, thingying you, you know?
I know what you're
mugging
trying to say.
Not mugging
you,
but what's it? Say something.
The tourist trap thing.
Yeah. Yes, tourist trap.
Light form of harassment.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Light form of harassment, yeah. Standard. But I stayed pretty much in like the resort area for a while, so I wasn't really getting haggled that much.
Did
but
you see
happens,
the
though.
Pyramids?
No, that was in Cairo. I didn't stay in Cairo.
What did you say?
Hurghada. It's a difference. It's like south of Egypt.
Did you not go, James? You didn't go with your boy?
No, we went to Miami.
I went to Miami.
We went to Miami.
What was that like?
Sick.
Insane.
I want to go to Miami. It's like, that's like GTA.
Literally Vice City, bro.
You see, yeah.
Really?
Literally Vice City.
Yeah, is everyone like proper NPCs? I feel like when
depends
I see videos.
LA's more like, like from the car, LA's very much like, as soon as you get out of the airport in it and you see all the streets, like the people, the cars, everything is exactly like GTA. Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Proper crackheads and shit everywhere.
Crackheads.
That's what you call them. Like, yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, apparently you walk down the street and you get them like pissing themselves, pissing on the street.
Yeah, I saw a dude take a shit in the street.
Yep.
Really? A proper shit?
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, it's intense.
Normal.
Well, is it worth going? Because I want to go, but
and it's cool. There's like nice places you can say you got money. Like you can stay in the nice.
Come on,
you don't know.
It's like the higher you go in LA, the you get away from the
why do all the celebrities live there then? If it's so like grim.
Because it's more like it's the same with like anything really. It's just like theirs is just like a more enhanced version of London. Like there's shit disgusting parts of London.
Fair.
That everyone lives here.
True.
So
true.
It's just exactly the same there.
It's just like and a it's bigger huge.
Safe haven, LA's huge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, you can drive from one end. Like we went to like one restaurant on the first day, and I think it took us like an hour and a half to get there.
I don't even remember.
It was not this LA trip. The first LA trip.
First LA trip.
We went to one Italian restaurant. It took like an hour and a half. There's one I wanted
to go. Oh, yes.
And it was
yes,
an hour and a half drive. Yes, and that's yes, like, yes, that's yes. not like London hour and a half, like traffic. It was like
M-way.
Going, like
oh, really?
Driving yeah. for an hour and a half straight, yeah. like 70 miles an hour. And it's, like, you're still in LA.
Why not pick somewhere fucking closer then?
One, we didn't know. And then two, we're on holiday, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, but you yeah. must, when you typed it in, it said hour and a half.
Obviously then at the time.
It must have clocked.
Yeah, but we didn't type it in because like, I just wanted to go there before. I've heard about this restaurant. It's supposed to be sick.
Is it Scopa?
Scopa? It's called Scopa. When I sat in the place, it was banging.
Was it?
Yeah.
Expensive.
It wasn't too bad. It was actually on Joe Rogan that I heard about it.
Oh, really?
Joe Rogan episode, and everyone just gassed off it. So I was like, we have to go there.
Bro.
So I would have gone there if it was 2 hours, 3 hours, I don't care.
Speaking of Joe Rogan, have you heard this shit recently?
What's up?
About what?
Bro, have you heard about this?
No.
Mate. Right, so he had a guest on like a month or so ago.
The murderer.
Bro, oh, yeah.
I heard much about it.
Bro.
Fill me in, pause.
Okay, right, so.
Yeah, just spoiled it, straight up.
Fuck. Right, well, moving on then, I suppose. So he had a guest on like a couple months ago or whatever, yeah. right? And this guy was, he was like an ex-convict, but he's now, he works in like youth centers and all this shit. He's like a big guy for being reformed.
Okay.
And he like teaches people like this is not the way and stuff. And he went on Joe Rogan to talk about like, look, crime is not the way. He used mm-hmm. to be in the Bloods gang or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, about a month later after he was on Joe Rogan's episode, right? Someone rings the police. They're like, I can hear gunshots in this apartment in the Bronx, right? Mm-hmm. And the police turn up and they see this guy. They go into his apartment, find a decapitated head in his fridge.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
How nuts yeah. is that?
What?
This guy murdered his friend, chopped him up, put him in his freezer.
It was his friend?
It was his mate, yeah. And then like put his bits in bags and the CCTV footage of him, like he tries to get away with it by like putting wigs on and like wearing different clothes every time he comes in and out of this shit. Apartment.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, look. Look at this.
Is that the guy?
Nah.
That's the neighbor.
Wait.
He's his neighbor. Look, he just...
Oh, he's just trying to do costumes.
And there's wow. this bloke's bloody body parts in these bags. And he was wow. on Joe Rogan. Just that's before this happened.
Crazy. What,
so did he murder...
Look, he's wearing a wig.
Oh, wig shit.
What insane. Do you expect to happen
with that? Wow. Oh, that can't idea. Be him. Well, is it?
Well, I don't, was that so? Did he kill him after he went on Joe Rogan?
After, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What did?
Crazy. That, but don't you think like you don't know what a person is like?
He just, and the thing is, Joe Rogan's episodes are long. They're like 3 hours. 3 hours.
Yeah.
So like you're spending like a solid 3 hours.
How do you not clock on to that
and
shit?
And then afterwards, he just went and killed someone.
Man, and put his head in his freezer.
Yeah, and also there's killing people, and then there's killing people. Yeah. In the fridge.
But then that's would like if you were to kill someone, you probably would do that though. I would.
Well, no.
To get away with it.
Yeah. Do you think you could get away with murder?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Well, I reckon.
I'd overthink it.
Really?
Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's probably the simple way to do it. Like, just throw him in the river or something.
No.
Bad.
Bad. But I'd think of like the way, I'd probably think of the best way to do it. And then be like, no, they're gonna catch on. They're gonna catch on. And I think, what would they least expect me to do? And it would just be, I'd be sat in my room for weeks. Oh, the body's just rotting there.
You're staring at it, wanking at it. No. I watched that Sarah Everard thing on BBC. You know?
No.
You guys?
What?
I don't watch Terrestrial.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but this is on iPlayer, right? So, do you know who
I watch Match of the Day on iPlayer.
But do you know who Sarah Everard is? You're in the world.
maybe by
Faces, Google. Bro. Pull up a face for me.
She's rest in peace to her soul. But she's passed away now.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You know her, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened to her was awful. There was that, remember in COVID where that police officer took that girl off?
Yeah,
that's her, right? And so okay. I watched.
Yes, now I know who you're talking about.
I watched the case, and the guy was a police officer. Mm. I'm thinking, because he took his phone, and they tracked his phone or his whereabouts when he was like, he rented a car, went to London, killed her, or took her back to like another place, right? A woods.
Do you know what you're talking about?
No, hold on. He took her to a woods. Yeah. And they tracked his phone. But if it was a police officer, even he's making mistakes like that. Like, you'd leave your phone. You don't need your phone when you're doing that. I'm not saying what he did, you know what I mean? He shouldn't be doing that anyway. Mm. He shouldn't 100% be.
That would happen with me. I'd bring my phone.
Mm. Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Bro, do you see that guy as well? That like, they can actual track everything on your phone. There was another thing recently where this guy was, he was at an airport, right? And he was on the Wi-Fi. And he was just messaging his boys like, oh, I'm going to blow up this fucking plane, boys. As a joke, as you do as with your mates, I suppose. And anyway, somehow the airport read his messages through the Wi-Fi and the police rocked up and he got fucked for it.
Fucking insane.
That also doesn't surprise me though.
Does it not?
You're not?
That doesn't surprise me that they've found a way. Because obviously when you're connected to public Wi-Fi, especially at an airport, post everything that's been happening over the past like 10-15 years, I'm not surprised they're like tracking shit or like getting your data.
It's, but that's got like seeing your messages,
That's don't get me wrong, it's crazy
real time like that as well.
Before the flight even happened, they got him.
But maybe they've got like buzzwords where like bomb.
But what if
you spelt it like bomb with a zero,
then you're probably cool.
A bit of advice for you.
Yeah, that would work.
But also as well, I recently found out that, you know, Google Incognito?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, they got fucked, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they get sued?
What?
It doesn't, your data's still out there. Google, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Google got sued by like the EU or the UN or something recently because they found out that incognito means fuck all.
But it just doesn't save your search.
It doesn't save it on your device.
Just saves it on theirs.
Yeah, in theirs, literally. Yeah. And they sell that data, so they can see everything you've been watching, Carl.
Oh, good. Brilliant. Yeah. Have you ever used Incognito?
I use it for porn. Always.
But you didn't fap for a while.
Wait. How do you know this?
We had this conversation. Come on, relax.
Was I in the mix of it at the time, or was I done? I can't remember.
I think you might have been done at that point.
I don't think so.
Really?
Was I locked in?
I think you were locked in. Because I think you were maybe like a week and a half in.
I made it 2 weeks. I remember that.
Yeah. And I think I said I made it a few days.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I started having wet dreams. I was like, this is pointless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bro, we posted a clip about that though. And there were so many people in the comments like, this is bullshit. You need to wank. Like, do you?
No, you don't need to.
You don't need to wank.
If you're banging enough, then it's fine.
Yeah,
it was rough.
Wait, so you're not banging enough because you kept on having wet dreams?
I had one wet dream.
Ah.
But in the 2 weeks that I didn't wank, I also didn't bang.
Mm. So, why? Yeah. What, on purpose?
No, it wasn't even on... was it on purpose? I don't think it was on purpose.
I think stars are just aligned.
Stars aligned.
Stars aligned. Yeah. Purity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, wet dream, I was like... Charged. I'm charging this whole stupid little...
Do you remember your wet dream?
No.
Do you?
I remember one.
Go on.
I think I explained this or somewhere.
Did you?
When I was in it, I saw it. I was down an alleyway.
Oh, God.
And there was an Asian girl.
That's so weird, Cole. What the fuck?
You can't control your wet dream.
No, but that's still your brain thinking that.
And then it was dark. Sounds awful. No. Right, she got to me.
Okay.
And then we were just having sex in the alleyway.
What, you in your dream were doing it?
Yeah.
I've never had that. I thought that was impossible.
I was about to. In your dream.
Yeah, because it's always like, I always get it where I'm like, just about to, then I wake up.
That must be a lot.
Yeah, but that's when you come though.
What do you mean? I don't
know. When you're having sex in the dream, that's when I came. This was ages ago, by the way.
So you actually experienced it in your dream?
It was a weird sensation. That's what I'd say. It's a great
sensation.
No, you could feel it coming. No, sorry.
I'm assuming. Do you remember the girl? Like, do you know the girl, like, in real life?
No, I don't know the girl. It's a made up.
She's a made up girl.
I don't believe that though, because you can't dream about people you've never met before.
I've heard that, but that could be a myth. Who knows?
Could it?
Let's fact.
I don't think it could.
AI.
I don't know. I also don't know how you can say that with confidence.
Yeah, I have heard.
True. I'm only saying what I've read. So I'm just trying to like.
But it could be like a stranger you've seen, I suppose.
Yeah, it could just be like a random. Yeah.
Random.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so it was an Asian girl. But I've never actually slept with an Asian girl.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Well, you have now. So.
I have now.
So. I did want to talk about when we went to the Gymshark event.
Yep.
We saw you, was it last week?
Yeah, it was last
week.
No,
last week.
Friday. A few days ago.
A few days ago, pretty much, for the Ngannou Joshua. But you guys left early.
No, we never.
Did you not?
No, we didn't see you. We went to the back. We were standing.
Bro, we were Oh, man. Yeah, that was long. We stood up for like 4 bloody hours.
Yeah.
But then, see, we were complaining about it, right? We were like, oh, my God, my legs are hurting. We turned around and Alicia Dixon?
Yeah.
She was also stood up. I was like, okay, we can't complain. Fuck me.
She stood next to JME, so.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, man, at the back with the rest of
us. Is he nice? I haven't met him.
We didn't interact.
Really interact. It was the middle of the fight. Yeah. Crack on.
What did you think of the fight?
I feel bad for fast. Francis.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah.
He flopped. Yeah. He wasn't, when he first came out, I was thinking, oh shit. Because I thought Francis was going to win before.
I thought so too.
Did you? What did you think?
I didn't think he was going to win.
You didn't?
Nah. No way. I thought he had a good chance, but like, I didn't think he was going to win. There's just no way.
Okay. Why?
Because this is a second boxing match.
Yeah, but he fought Tyson bloody Fury, didn't he?
He did. We had this conversation the other day.
Yeah, we did.
But like, it was one of them ones where he might have won, but him and basically Ngannou's and Joshua's styles are very similar, which is just like hard punch. Like, who's got the hardest punch? Mm. Just stay like very, very in the pocket. So Ngannou's also not used to moving back. So Ngannou's fight with Tyson is like a bit, likes to dance around a lot.
Mm.
So he's gone, Ngannou's style is to move forward. And he was able to do that against Tyson, which benefited him a lot more.
Mm.
AJ's very much the same, which is just move forward. So AJ's just better at that than Ngannou. And Ngannou doesn't move side to side at all. He hasn't learned it yet. So as soon as I saw him, just like, he just does forward and back, I was like, oh, he's going to fuck you up.
Mm.
I think I wanted him to win because he's got like quite a cool background story, doesn't he?
Story's sick.
I remember you talking to him about the pod.
I love his story.
Explain his story. One of you.
So he was, he's from Cameroon
and
he spent like literally like a year and a half. He basically was just like working in like the mines in Cameroon or whatever and was just like, I want to be a boxer. So he just randomly decided one day, cool, I'm just going to like migrate to, he wanted to go to France.
How did he get there?
That's the story.
How the fuck did he get?
It took him 18 months to get there and then literally it was like boat, illegally.
Was it?
Got a boat and illegally or drove to like a different country in Africa, then got a boat to like Turkey or something.
Mm.
He was there for like a year. And basically in order to get through the border, there's like this fucking, what was it? Basically there's like border control, but like insane where like wire, like mesh wire and everything like that. And barbed wire, sorry. And guards with guns and everything like that. And they just will just kill you. Try and cross the border.
Where is this?
This was either in, where was it? I want to say like Turkey or Morocco.
Oh yeah, they'll fuck you up.
And basically he tried like 3 times to like get through. And what they would do is I think it was Morocco, because what they would do, if he got caught, they would put him on a van, drive him into the middle of the Sahara, drop him there.
Whoa.
And then he would have to walk for days with no food or water back into Morocco. And then we go again.
And did they do that?
Did they do that to him?
Yeah, they did it to him 3 times.
And he walked.
He just kept going back and then trying again.
Oh, man.
And then on the third or fourth time, he finally made it through.
How?
Yeah.
How?
He just like snuck through. They didn't see him. And it was like, because all of the refugees and stuff would organize together. And it would be like, they'd have a contact and it'd be like once a month, they'd get all their funds together. And they'd be like, cool, we're going to buy like a boat or whatever. And it'd be like a little dinghy. And it would be like, cool, we're going to make the escape like this day. So all of you come, we're all going to hide in a bush and then they can wait in the bush for like 2 days, whatever, to wait for this like change of shifts or whatever. And they'd be like, cool, this is the time we're going to make. All of you, like, they all get given like mobile phones. They all get given like a little bit of food. They all get given a little bit of water. And it's like, whoever makes it, meet me on the other side and then we'll go off to France.
So he's an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And then they just accepted him.
So I think when he was in France, in order for him to, the reason he couldn't box was because he was an illegal immigrant and it was going to be too difficult to get him like a boxing license and stuff like that. So while he was training to be a boxer in France, one of his coaches was like, he was homeless in France, obviously. So one of his boxers was like, if you want some money now, like they're doing this like MMA stuff.
Oh yeah, because you did MMA.
Yeah, you should do MMA.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, fine, like while I'm training, I might as well make some money doing MMA. And he just won and won again and won again and won again. God. And he gets signed to the UFC.
Yeah.
And won again, won again, won again. And then he was the champion of the UFC.
That's so crazy.
That's ridiculous.
It's the coolest story ever.
And then he moved over to the boxing and fought Fyson.
Fyson Fury.
Just Fyson Fury. Yeah, right. And they were saying like, on the other day, they were saying like the purse he got for his last UFC fight was like 600K.
Mm.
And the money he got from that AJ fight was like 20 mil.
Bro, imagine 20
mil. 20 million.
Oh yeah, I saw it. It was like 50K a punch they earned.
Oh my God.
Every punch they got 50K. What? But yeah, imagine bro. That wow. from coming from that background.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's
an insane
In a short amount of time as well. How, when did he go through all that?
It was a few years. Like, I think, I want to say the whole thing was over the span of like 3 or 4 years.
That's not even a lot. So just COVID. In COVID, he was like jumping into France. And
he just decided, I'm going to be a boxer.
And yeah, he went through all of this just because he was like, mate, mine's a shit. I want to That was his sole motivation to go through all of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you would, to be fair though, like if you're in that situation in the mines, I feel you're probably going to just like run away. And
well, yeah, but then becoming a champion in the UFC is pretty.
He's a wham guy though.
I don't think just being wham. I don't well, think enough, actually, yeah. It's definitely not enough. Do you know why, Carl?
Go on.
Did you see there was a punching bag at the Gymshark event? Yeah. Did you guys use it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, what was your scores?
We dabbled a little.
I got 800 and something.
Yeah.
What was this? I was fucking pissed off.
Go on.
Because I tried to play it sexy and cool, right? Like I couldn't be bothered. And then, so you saw the first one I did.
Yeah.
Was like, so, because everyone was like pressuring. I was like, go. And I was like, I physically can't be bothered because I'm really competitive.
I am.
You went first and I was like, I can't be bothered to go for blows because we'll just be here all night.
All night. Yeah,
and I'm going to break my wrist or something like trying to beat you. So I did this like really slow one and it, I got like 450 or whatever.
Oh, and embarrassing.
Like, no, but it was like on purpose.
Sure,
it was
like, okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
But then the second one, I tried a little bit, innit? But I missed it and hit like my pinky and I got like 300. But the speed in which I hit it, you'd think that was the hardest I could possibly get. And it hit like 300, I was like, fuck.
Oh no.
Also the floor was wet, so you couldn't really pivot your foot.
Oh,
the
floor was jarring.
Was it?
Oh, maybe when we did it, when we did it.
All the sweat from your fucking attempt, was it?
There's a guy that tried to punch and he actually slipped. It's when we were playing foosball or when we were playing
basketball. Oh,
yeah.
This guy that slips, I was thinking, damn, thank God that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So you got 800 and something.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack. All right, we've got clips here.
Who
do you think did the best out of me and Jack?
Who do you think's got the dog in
him? I reckon technique-wise, Cole was better. But
Cole, sure. Technique, Jack, power.
Jack's got height and power, bro.
So. Mm. Well, yeah, height plays a massive part.
Well, we'll see. Let's have a look.
Part.
By the way, so let me give a bit of backstory here. This was our first punch.
It was, yeah.
So...
So we weren't used to it as well.
We'll tell you our best scores after, but this is our first punch. So this is Cole here.
Cole, your jawline looks incredible there.
It does, did it?
Well played.
It don't usually like that. Oh, that's fucking sick.
Well played.
Yeah.
So what was that?
Remember.
780.
780. Yeah. Nice.
There's Cole's there.
I don't think this was your first punch, Jack. This one was coming up.
Let's see.
We'll see, won't we?
Jesus.
The thing is, he swings low. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, bro. That was a good punch.
There we go.
That was a good punch. I feel
very
though. It's harder for me because being taller, the ball is like here. He can literally, he swung his arm right back, smashed the shit out of it. I had to like punch up. You feel me, homie?
Speak to my
homies,
bro.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but he's taller than me.
Is he?
5'10".
Oh, okay.
Or he's 5'11". Yeah. Look it up.
What do you think?
Look up Mike Tyson's height now, please, Matthew.
What do you think about the Tyson Jake Paul thing?
Crazy.
Oh, ridiculous.
How is that happening?
He's like 50 something now.
57. Yeah.
But
57. What's he doing?
But the thing is, have you 1.78 meters? What the fuck? No, that can't be near six foot.
How big is 7'8"?
Yeah, but maybe that's his
5'8", bro.
5'8".
No. Yeah, no, that's his current one. So doing prime because he's shrunk now.
How? What's
that? People shrink. Trust me, people shrink with age.
You've already started with that.
People shrink.
I'm pretty
with
sure
age.
The height they're using here is probably his prime.
5'10". There you go. See,
Okay. Right. It still says 178. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, never mind.
Right. Well, anyway, yeah. So Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Have you seen the podcast he's been doing and shit?
Yeah, Hotboxing?
Hotbox.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but I know of it.
He's a different person now. Like, it's weird.
Mike.
Yeah. I've watched a lot of his pretty much every episode I've watched, he's burst into tears.
Seriously?
Genuinely.
He loves crying.
He cries all the time. He's like, I just love life. Oh, that's a terrible
You sound like Sid the Sloth, mate.
You actually do sound
like love life.
Last melon.
No, but he cries all the time about how beautiful life is. And like, he's very, he's like, so basically he talks about, he was a very angry man, as we know.
Yeah.
Very emotionally damaged man. Very, he says, insecure man. Like, he wanted to be the best, but he was very troubled, you know. But he said he tried DMT. And the first time he tried it, he said his ego got taken out of him and he became a different man. He met a frog or some shit.
Fair.
The toad. He met a toad.
Okay.
And you can watch him talk about it. And he said this toad relieved him from all that negative shit. And now he's like, he's a meditator and all that.
I've heard some pretty nutty DMT stories.
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to someone yesterday and he...
I thought you were going to say you tried DMT.
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued.
He said, oh, have you done DMT? I'm like, nah, that'd be sick.
What does DMT even stand for? I don't know what it is.
Dimethyltryptamine.
I was well played.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Got to say it now.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. You just
I was waiting for you to stumble.
But yeah, so what are you saying?
So he said, oh yeah, I do DMT sometimes. It's great. And I said, wow, can you get me some, please? Mm. And he was like, yeah, sure. We know him, you know.
Do what?
Yeah. I won't say his name.
Okay.
You probably guys know him. And he said, yeah, he'll get me some. And I'm gonna try it.
Be careful, bro. One of my best mates did it. So I don't know whether I've talked about this before, but I was meant to go to a house party at his, right? And he was living in Southampton at the time, which is about 2.5 hours from me, right? And I was on my way. I was about an hour and a half into the drive and he calls me up and he goes, Jack, don't come.
I feel like you spoke about this last time.
Did I tell you this? Well, anyway, so I was like, what? I've been traveling an hour and a half. Bro, I've cancelled all my plans to come to this house party.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not happening anymore. And I was like, bro, is something, what the fuck's wrong with you? And he said, I've smoked some weed. Bye. And I was like, he smokes weed every fucking day. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The effect, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so he later on told, I was like, what the fuck? I just went home. And later I was like, what was that all about? I was mad. And he said he tried DMT and he was apparently on his bed and it felt like he was like in space and shit. He was completely gone. Completely.
So doing the same space.
Yeah, but apparently it only lasts like 8 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard it's quick.
Unless you do ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca's supposed to fuck you up for like a day.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Ayahuasca's supposed to be fat.
No, I ain't doing that.
But you go to a tribe, don't you?
Yeah,
and
They make it.
Offends, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have like a proper like instructor there to like monitor you.
Yeah.
Did I inject it?
No.
Drink it.
You drink it. But the thing is, so that DMT is different from that one. Because you, DMT, you can have like the one made in a lab, which you smoke. But obviously it's more dangerous. But the real stuff, I'm pretty sure, I might have this wrong, but I'm pretty sure DMT is the spit of a toad that's like a hallucinogenic toad. And they dry it in the sun and scrape it off the glass. And that's DMT.
Oh, wow.
But in ayahuasca, they put these branches in it, which stop your body from... Because when you have DMT, your body rejects it, obviously, and it fights it. But they put this branch in it, which stops that happening. So it just lasts hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, I've heard some
stories
from Ireland.
What have you heard?
Just like about people be like, if the balance is off and stuff, the guy or girl, whoever that's running the little, like, whatever the fuck you want to say, little sesh, they mix up like the ratio, it can like fuck you. So like you can be tripping and you could be like violently sick.
Yeah.
At the same time, and you have no idea what is going on.
Oh,
and all it is just like a mess of just hallucinations and vomit and hallucinations.
But you're complete, you don't have any control either.
Yeah.
You're completely out of your body. which is great. And have you ever seen the DMT can you try and get this up, actually? DMT simulations. I watched one because apparently
I've seen one.
So the way DMT works, and everyone has like the same experience, right? You start the trip by seeing your worst nightmares, everything, and because your brain's doing it, you can't hide from it because you know what your worst nightmares are. And you experience all of it in the start. And then once you're like shriveled down, you're scared as shit. Apparently you like rock it off and you hear all this shit. And then you get through the other side and you see all these like frogs and shit.
So
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You don't want to do it?
I'm not going to lie. No, that's really a trip.
That I don't want to really take.
Okay. Scary. Would you do it though if someone guaranteed you'd be like 10% better? In yourself.
I'd have to see a before and after of someone else.
Can you please do DMT bad trip experience?
Oh, Jesus.
Bro, it's scary as shit.
So you wouldn't do it?
Nah, I have a real bad, like, yeah, this is probably more reason for me to do it, but I have a real bad, like, control thing. So, like, anything of, like, cool, it's your brain that's doing it to you, so there's no escape, just sounds like hell to me.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
Mm. Yeah, but you just got to roll with the punches, bro.
I literally said I have a control.
But I do think about that, right? You know when you have these like mythical stories of people seeing like a fucking horse man and all that shit? I reckon back in the days, they used to just like, they'd get licked by a frog and that's why they'd see it.
Maybe.
Maybe, bro.
Maybe.
Fuck knows.
But going back to that Mike Tyson thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think it will ruin his legacy.
A little bit.
Because he's known, you see him back in the day, like your parents will know, he's bashing people's brains in. And now he's going to be fighting some YouTuber. And he can lose. If he loses, people are going to be like, this pathetic old man on the floor. Yeah,
true. I think not many people care about legacy anymore.
Well, the thing is, have you seen how much they're getting?
That's what I say. When there's like someone's offering you like 50 mil.
More than that.
How much are they getting?
Is it?
So I think they're saying the thing will produce like 3 to 350 million.
Oh. And how much are they getting?
It'll probably be getting like 80 mil, probably.
Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. Life. I don't even get how that works. Like, it's, you don't get pay per view. You just get, you can watch it if you're a subscriber.
Maybe Netflix the Netflix will be paying them, won't they?
Yeah, but like, how are they getting?
I don't know how they're generating the income, but
yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, it's.
What do you think of it then? Do you think he should do it?
I don't think he should do it. I don't think it should be a thing. But since they're doing it, I guess they're doing it. I don't know what the rule system is because I know last time Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr. and they had some like gentleman's agreement where they're like, there's no like real hard punches to the head or anything like that.
Oh,
like a little bitch fight, basically.
Yeah,
I don't know if this has similar rules. I saw like a troll in TikTok that someone said that Jake's gonna wear like a. Head guard and shit like that, but I have no idea. But from what I've seen, like, I'm more concerned that Jake really doesn't hold back at all.
It's gonna generate $300 million.
Jesus,
it's a lot, isn't it?
Fair
play to him, man.
If someone offered you 150 mil to like sack off your legacy, would you do it?
Fuck yes.
Exactly.
I mean,
it depends what the legacy is. If it was Mike Tyson,
at 57 now.
It depends how much money he's got. He must have quite a bit.
Well,
but he did, after his boxing career, he went completely bankrupt.
Yeah.
And during it, I think.
Yeah, he just bought like tigers and pigeons and shit.
Yeah. Pigeons make you go bankrupt, do they? You can pick a pigeon off the street for free.
No, these are trained pigeons.
Oh, genuinely. Do you know that story about Mike? You might know it, so don't say it.
I don't know.
About the pigeons?
Nah.
You don't know? Right. This is sick. Right. So reason he got into boxing, right, is because when he was a kid, he had these pet pigeons. Okay. And then a friend was around or something, or he was out with these pigeons. Yeah. And then someone took his pigeon and bit his head off. Yeah.
Was it Ozzy Osbourne?
Bit his head off. So he wanted to beat him up. So he went boxing and started training because he loved pigeons. Mm. You know, he's in that picture with him with a pigeon.
He does love pigeons.
He loves pigeons.
I'm pretty sure you're making this entire story up.
Look up Mike Tyson pigeon, please.
No, he does love pigeons. Yeah,
I'm sure he does, but that story doesn't make sense at all. I'm sure that is not the truth.
Unless he bit the head off or something.
Why would he bite the head off his own pigeon?
What happened with Mike Tyson, the pigeon there? There we go. Down. If you look down, that top one. Nope, got to scroll up. Use your eyes. It's this down.
People ask. Up. People also ask.
That's yeah. it. There you go. He's running.
Put it into which I was supposedly bullied. Our older boy killed one of his pet pigeons.
He fought the bully back, see?
But did he... The I don't think bit about him biting a pigeon's head off is the bit yeah. I'm getting a bit confused with.
No, it is. It must be there.
I overcame his years of
bullying. Read it. Yeah, da, da, da,
da. Did you know he used to get hypnotized?
Did he?
Yeah, his trainer.
What, Gus DeMarta?
Gus DeMarta.
Yeah. Right. I used to hypnotize him.
Really?
And be like... That's why he was saying he's gone on... the first time he was on Joe Rogan, it was a dark episode.
Mm.
Like, and he was talking about like how he used to get hypnotized and it would always be like, you're a warrior, you're a killer. Like, no one can ever stop you. You're this, you're that. But they never trained him how to like turn that off. So they didn't train him to like learn how to switch in and out of those mindsets.
Mm.
So he would be in that mindset 24 hours a day.
That's mad.
And then he said that he got into a series where like, he would get sexual gratification from violence.
Oh my God. So he was coming.
Oh,
when
bro.
He was beating
He was
people
like
up.
Talking to, and he was saying like, this is the first time he went to Joe Rogan, he was talking about like how all of that's in the past and all this kind of stuff. And like, he didn't put on any gloves for like years and didn't teach any of his kids how to box or anything like that.
Mm.
And then when he was training for the, I think it was for the Roy Jones fight, started training again. He was like, oh, I'm getting it back. Like, and you could tell he was being so sincere that he didn't understand that no one else gets turned on from violence. So the way he was talking...
Jeffrey Dahmer does.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah. Jeff Dahmer, he loves that shit.
But the way he was talking to Joe was just like, oh yeah, now I'm getting that feeling back. And just like, when I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm training and I'm imagining fighting him. I'm imagining like breaking his jaw and I'm getting hard. And
He's getting hard!
And Joe's just there like...
What's going on?
And you can tell he has no idea. This is not a normal way to think.
Bro, imagine fighting that guy in his prime. He's punching your head in and getting a fucking hard on.
Terrifying statement.
Scary podcast episode.
So would you fight him for 50 mil? And in terms of like
yeah.
No.
For 50 mil?
Fight anyone for 50 mil.
In his prime?
No, that's a death wish. That's a different story.
I mean, you just get knocked out once.
Do you not think it's still a death wish now? Do you not think he's punching?
I still think.
A serious guy now. But
he's still serious, but... Have you seen him? He's like walking around with a walking stick.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh dear!
Don't get me wrong. He's scared. He'd still batter my head in, but like compared to him in his prime,
like him when he was 19 was scary.
Oh, bro, even his eyes just look like he.
Yeah, he doesn't care. There's
when he was 14, he was like 15 stone or something. And
yeah,
like
stacked.
He was like fighting like 22, 23 year olds.
No one
believed he was 14. Mm.
That hypnosis stuff is interesting. Do you believe in all that? Like hypnosis?
I've never tried it.
You never tried it? Because we wanted to get a hypnotist on the episode. Because I don't know how could that work?
Well, you don't know my story about, I've spoken to you about Derren Brown's story. I got hypnotized by Derren Brown.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing.
Did he actually get you?
He got me. He got me, the bastard, yeah. No, because I wanted to, because I didn't believe it, like you guys. I was like it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. I was listening to the words he was saying, and then this thing happened where he went like that or whatever, and then the lights went off, and they came back on straight away. And then he replayed the footage that he was filming. Some people got hypnotized, some people didn't. Replayed the footage, and there was like a whole 15, 20 seconds that went past, and he was doing all this random shit on stage. I didn't see any of it. It just went black.
That's
weird.
That's concerning.
That is weird.
That is weird.
I've heard Derren Brown talk about like the hypnosis stuff, and he was, no offense, he said it is about like susceptibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he said, one of the reasons is like not even necessarily that you have to believe it, is that you have to be, again, no offense, the kind of person who like does what they're told.
Mm.
And like he was saying-
Does what they're told?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. He was saying that like one of the reasons, you know, when he does a lot of it, he'll smack people on the back of the neck.
Yeah.
He says one of the reasons that you do that is because it shocks them so much that when he tells you sit down, like immediately, especially he said, bringing people on stage heightens that susceptibility and agreeableness.
Mm.
So he said another reason, so he'll get them on stage, which already people, you're already going to be in the mode of like, okay, like whatever, just tell me what to do. And I'm like super uncomfortable, super scared. Like you're not getting on stage with any ego. And then he'll smack you on the back of your neck when you're not ready. And it puts you in that state of like, what the fuck? So when he tells you go to sleep, you just go.
How can someone just do that though?
How do you learn this? You just go around the street, you're smacking people up.
I do believe in like, you know, like how corporations hypnotize you. This was on Derren Brown as well. Back in the day, in like cinemas and advertisement and stuff, they'd, so you know how like when you're watching a movie, it's like loads of images flashing like hundreds of thousands of times. In the movies, they'd make like single frames where it'd be like popcorn.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently in your, you don't pick up on it consciously, but subconsciously it makes you want popcorn.
Yeah. And they ban doing it. Trust me, that's the thing.
What do they call that again?
Is it subliminal or something?
Subliminal messaging.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like when you've got a song in your head, like you can hear someone, you can probably like hear someone singing a song like down the street. And then like 3 hours later, you'll be humming.
Yeah,
you're right.
We did that in LA. Like I was in Miami the other day. Mm. I was humming a song and my mate was like, oh, what song are you thinking about right now? And I told him, and he was like, I've been thinking about that song literally since I woke up this morning. Mm. And I was like, that's fucking weird. We hadn't heard the song.
that's
a random like Fleetwood Mac song or something.
Well, do you ever get it? Well, I get this all the time. You probably get it as well. It's not that, it's all right. But I'm in the car. there's a song that's playing and I'll cut the song off, right? Because maybe I'll get a call and then the song stops and I wouldn't notice, and then I'll be driving for another 10 minutes and then I'll start singing the song and I'll start singing it and I'll start singing the chorus and I'll be like, oh yeah, and I'll turn the thing up and it'd be exactly the same time on the song.
Different song?
No, on the same song. I turn the volume up.
10 minutes later?
Yeah. And I'm singing the chorus. And it's because that's when it stopped, when I turned it down. So I turn it on and I'm singing the exact same part of the chorus.
Oh, wow.
You not get that?
I've never had that.
I've never had that in my life.
That's mental. I get that quite a lot.
Never.
Weird. Maybe just like psychic or some
super
shit.
Weird.
Well, I did want to talk about, since we're on the boxing topic, Ryan Garcia.
Wait,
what?
On there, it says Butler in the buff. Who was better out of Jack and Cole? Who would be the best stripper? Who the fuck's written this?
Well, Matt put this. I asked the same question where I saw this.
He has done his research, yeah.
We'll talk about this and then we'll go back to my thing. Because okay. I didn't know. Do you not know this?
No.
I found out 10 minutes before you guys got here.
Yeah.
So we've got on our little notes thing here, Butter in the Buff Days.
No, Butler.
Butler, oh yeah. Butler. We got
rubbing themselves up with
Butter.
The
buff. Yo.
It says Butler in the Buff Days, and our producer's written this, and I said, what the fuck is that? And it says, who was better out of Jack and Cole, who would be a better stripper? And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And he said, apparently you two used to be Butler in the buffers.
What the hell?
You used to get naked for money.
What did you do?
Uni, bro. We were broke.
Yeah.
So.
18, 19 years old.
Together?
Yeah.
Yeah, did
naked?
We had like a little apron thing here.
But naked under it?
Yeah.
Dick out, ass out. Yeah.
So this is real creepy. So basically what happened, right?
It is.
You know when like you're just together with a friend and you're like, oh, like poor.
I do not think, oh, should we just strip now and get naked, boys?
Okay, so similar to the like, oh, how much would you like bang a 70-year-old woman for? That's how
seven.
It starts. 70.
You?
70.
Right.
Did you say seven?
For free. Joking. No, go on. Yeah, so 70-year-old, not
70-year-old, yeah.
Oh, right. God. 70-year-old woman. Yeah. That's how it starts. And you're like, oh, I don't know. Like, someone will say something stupid, like, oh, a million. And you're like, come on, don't be stupid.
10 grand.
Let's get it. And then we'd get it ordered. And then eventually, when you realize how often you're eating like tuna pasta, it gets down to literally like 50 quid.
Right. It would.
We got in like, it wasn't even with you, it was with Rem and one of our other mates. We were talking. And then we got into that story. And I was like, bro, to be fair, like being a male escort doesn't sound that bad. Mm. And then we got onto this tangent about it one evening, just about like, I wonder how much you would make if you were just like a male escort and all you had to do was just like, and that's when, you know, when they used to tell stories about like, oh, escorts don't actually have to sleep with the person. They can just have to take them out. Mm. And I'm like, oh, I'd go out with like old women like 3 times a week if it meant like I was going to get loads of money.
Ooh.
So we looked into it. And then as we were looking into it, it was like, is this actually a real thing? We looked into it. And then Butlers in the Buff came up on Google. And it was like, oh, all you need to do is like have a good body or whatever, like be chatty.
You're out.
Like cancer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is when I was banging the gym back then.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, I used to do like a lot of bodybuilding competitions and shit.
What the fuck? Have you got pictures?
Not for today. So yeah, so that back then, or like I was like, yeah, cool. And they were paying like 50 quid an hour. 50 quid an hour. Yeah.
And what do you have to do?
So you basically rock up to like hen do's.
Mm. No way.
Yeah, they'd basically email, the guy would email you and be like, this is your job. It could be anywhere in the country. Yeah. So you'd pay for your own petrol and they'd reimburse you in it.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you'd get there literally with like in your normal clothes and like, cool, here for the hen party. And a lot of time it'd be like one of those like mansions in the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
And you'd pull up and there'd just be like 20 fucking drunk women there.
No.
At a hen do. The best. And then you'd get there, get changed.
Joking. Like,
you literally like apron comes like halfway down your thighs, your dick's out under there.
Is you hard?
Do you show them your knob?
No.
Are you hard?
No.
I'm not hard, bro. I'm terrified.
But as then, we're 18, 19.
Yeah, but surely you'd get a bit hard.
I went to one. I went to one where the hen and a maid of honor were like, oh, have you ever been hard before? I was like, obviously not. She was like, today will be the day you get hard. And they spent I was there for 3 hours. They spent the entire 3 hours trying to get me hard.
A hen? So the wife?
The wife to be.
Oh. Bitch!
Yeah, the wife to be. Yeah. It was insane.
So did they get you hard?
I think I got like a semi at one point.
What were they doing to try?
What were they doing? Yeah, I'd like to
lap dances and shit.
Naked.
The wife was giving you mate.
Titties out. Yeah.
I've never given my girlfriend a butler in the buff. That's insane. Why would they? Yeah. Why would?
And the amount of times they would offer like for you to stay every single
to suck you up.
Yeah. Oh, one girl offered to suck me off.
Another hen.
I said no. Yeah.
Why?
A hen?
No, she wasn't a hen. She was just like a guest at the hen do.
Wait.
The power play, bro. It's not. When we
it's
were
not
doing
what you're dreaming
it,
about, yeah,
it's
bro.
Not,
I promise
bro.
You. You oh. feel yeah. like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's not
like,
the mentality we have now.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you see
like,
what I'm saying?
We're grown as fuck now. Mm. Like, you really do feel like a little kid in that moment.
Yeah.
Because you're on your own. Like, it's not banterous. There's literally just like 20 women who also like, well, like twice our age. A lot of the time would be like 40, 30, 40. And like, I'm 19, 18.
Mm.
And they're just like, yeah, do you want a blowjob? And you're just like,
That is mad. Like,
I would say
mad intimidating.
it's intimidating, bro.
It's mad intimidating. Obviously, every single time I left, I was like, fuck, why did I get the blowjob? But
do you have to speak to them or you just dance about?
Yeah,
you
have to serve them champagne,
shit like that.
Do you have to like make them wet?
Nope.
No.
Wait.
No,
so, Foo, you never received a blowjob either from them. You never fucked any of them.
Nope.
Okay. Why?
Again, same thing. One, nerves, bro. When you're like 18, 19, two, the hierarchy of it is just so off. Like you're there to work, and obviously they're there to have fun with you in that way, but it just doesn't happen.
A lot of shit goes through your mind as well.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It's always like, there'll be one of them that's trying to fart. And then like, there's also 19 other like women there that aren't there for that.
Yeah.
So you're also there that obviously the company would always be like, do not fuck these girls. Mm. Like, I promise you.
Oh, really?
Like, it's not just a case of you'll be sacked. Like they can take legal action, all this kind of shit. Like, do not fuck these girls. And you're like, all right, cool. So they'd scare you from the jump.
Yeah, you're impressionable at that point.
Yeah. And then obviously it's a case of just like, it's never a case of like, there's two of them there. And then like, they're both like, bang on it. It's always like 20 of them there.
Oh.
One of them is trying to fuck.
Okay.
And then the others are just like getting on with their day. And it's like, this is...
It's awkward.
Oh, do you have to do it on your own?
There could be like group ones.
Oh, really?
We used to scam it and do a couple together. Yeah.
We got booked together once. And that was the first one we ever did.
Did you like it? Was it good?
It was cool.
We did that one in trousers.
Trousers? If you get a trouser job,
laugh.
You're buzzing.
You were wearing trousers this time.
Yeah, so sometimes you'll get like corporate jobs or whatever. And you'll be wearing trousers, and those ones were sick.
Just topless.
Yeah. Why are they so much better?
Because those were just like more responsible.
Responsible and relaxed.
And relaxed and chill, and like your dick is not out.
I feel that anyone who orders a butler and a buff is not responsible or corporate in any way.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, so right, really? I think one job I did was like the fucking Slimming World Championships or some shit.
What?
And it was like in Birmingham, at one arena in Birmingham, and it was just like the award ceremony for like everyone who'd lost the most weight on Slimming World.
Oh,
and
I would just stand on stage. Yeah, I remember.
Next to the stage, so when they're getting the award, I would just like hold their hand while they get on stage.
So awkward.
Yeah.
What if they don't like vibe with what you're doing? I'd hate that. Like if you turn up and they're like, oh.
There is a couple that you turn up and a couple of them are just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Which is a bit awkward. But...
And I did one in a very, very cold hall before. Oh. I think that was the one I got sacked from.
That's when I quit.
Yeah,
you got sacked from it? Willy. It could be a factor.
I wasn't partaking in any of the activities, but I was so cold.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I quit. So cold. I quit. I went to, that was fucking Birmingham as well. Some Hindu, there was like three of them. They'd rented out an entire club in Birmingham, and the club had kept, it was middle of December, the club had kept the aircon on as if it was like a normal club night. Oh. And it was a massive club for three women that were sat at like one booth.
That's crazy.
The rest of the club was completely empty. It was the most awkward fucking
the
place.
Whole hen party was three women.
Three women.
No mates.
Sat in a booth in the corner of this massive club in Birmingham, and it was like -2 in there. It was freezing. Oh. And I'm like naked. So every 2 minutes, I'd run into the bathroom and put like the hand dryer on and just sit under the hand dryer.
Oh, I thought you meant on your cock.
No, bro.
No point.
No point.
Yeah, but did
no
it, point. No one's ever seen it.
No. For me, anyway.
They must really? Have looked. They must have pulled up.
No, I don't think so.
No. Did you shave just in case?
Of course, always.
Yeah,
bro.
Always. Always.
You did you wash in case it smelled?
Yeah,
I mean, wash,
you wash anyway.
Shower, like,
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. If you're in a rush, you might.
Who would make the better stripper out of me and Jack?
Oh, well, it's obviously you, innit?
Well, no, let
why?
Me.
Well, he's got, why is it obviously him?
Yeah, he's got like abs and pecs. Yeah, but
that's
and
not.
Shit.
No, that's the not better all stripper.
Yeah,
they say the better.
What
body.
Does that mean?
You can well,
better, like, better dancer than that.
Dancer,
stalker,
exactly, bro.
Okay, right. Who then? If you say coal after that fucking story, bro.
Who is it?
Sorry about that.
Nah, bro, I have no idea. Like, I don't know. You seem like, based on that punching video, you seem like cooler with it. Mm. Like, you seem more relaxed. Cole seems like he'd be a bit fidgety.
I think he would.
Girls would like
work the crowd.
They would
better.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Crowd controller.
Yeah.
Are you joking? He's introverted as fuck.
Am I?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Jack's, or every time I see Jack, he's like,
just very cool. No. You want a little fucking Jack Russell going about and just doing all this shit,
bro.
No, you'd get fired.
We want to act like we want to like. If I'm the woman, I want you to act like you've been here before.
Mm.
Oh, why are you so eager?
Yeah,
like, what's all this nervous energy?
Yeah, you get sacked first day.
100%.
You get sacked first day. Jack will play cool.
Yeah, that's true. I would. I actually would. Yeah.
So how much would you get from one of these gigs? Roughly
£50 a pop.
So an hour.
Yeah. So how many hours?
Like 3 hours.
Yeah,
max 50 quid.
Yeah, like what? 150, 200 quid.
That's good.
This is like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
You get paid every other week. So it was good money at the time.
How often did you do it?
Whenever there was a gig,
every
to be
weekend,
honest.
Pretty much.
Almost every weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was your money maker while you were at uni?
That's how we made money at uni, yeah.
That's mad. Right. Well, okay. We talked about, let's get back into this boxing thing.
Yes.
I don't know whether you've heard about this. Ryan Garcia.
Yes.
You've seen
Bohemian
this
Bohemian Grove thing.
Bro.
The what?
Bohemian Grove.
You don't know about this.
I'll let you.
What, did he get invited to Bohemian Grove?
Bro, more weird that? Than that. So, you know Ryan Garcia,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know
kind
Ryan?
Kind of.
Yeah. Boxer. Boxing. Very, Walter. Very talented guy.
Sure. Welterweight?
The young guy.
He's
light
quite...
Middle, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. He's quite a small guy, but he's quick.
Heard of him.
Anyway, so he's a very talented boxer, has like great prospects of becoming the best, whatever. He's recently come out saying... he's been exposing like the Illuminati and saying it's true. And if I die, all I care about is releasing the truth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he says he feels like he's going to die. And if he does, it's not him. Someone's killed him. He had a call with Andrew and Tristan Tate as well to talk about it. And he was saying, I'm a God. They can't beat me. And Andrew was like, you're really fucking up here. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble with what you're releasing. Don't say it because you're not as powerful as you think, kind of thing. But he basically goes on to say, one of it is like Bohemian Grove. Do you know much about Bohemian Grove?
Oh,
Bohemian Grove is like, isn't that where like they all dress up like wizards and like...
I read up
on I've heard that. Child sacrifice and blood and that.
Right, yes. Yeah. So Bohemian Grove is basically a club for the elites. Now, it used to be a conspiracy, but it is true. Can we go back onto those images quickly?
Is it Alex Jones that...
Alex Jones, yeah. But then a YouTuber, so yeah, these are like pictures of it.
They're real.
So the presidents, the elites, like the wealthiest people would go to this thing. And it was, so they've got an owl statue called Moloch, I think, something like that.
It is, Moloch or
yes.
Moloch, something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. But the whole ceremony, you see that owl there with the fire?
Yeah.
The whole ceremony is they get an effigy of a child.
What's that mean?
So it's like
made out of sticks. Yeah.
And they put it in front of the owl and they chant and shit and then they set it on fire.
That's fucking.
And this is, bear in mind, these are the people that run countries.
These are fucking freaks.
And anyway, so no one believed in no one believed in this stuff. But like you said, Alex Jones went to it,
yeah,
and it released footage. This YouTuber recently went. This is footage of the real place. You can see like the owl and stuff. That's the owl. Is that the owl there?
Where's it located? People America. Should go there and just like burn it down.
Well,
you can't just go there.
They did a documentary about it, and they tried to get in, and they called the police. Like they would not let them in. Here's one of the ceremonies. Can you put the sound up as well, please? Like really weird.
I mean, yeah, the top comment there. With all the technology we have today, never is there any clear footage or anyone else's real name exposed. It looks like it's filmed on a fucking potato.
Well, the thing you have to remember is these are the biggest, most powerful people in the world.
So why are they doing this? And how did this person get this footage? How is he
Alex,
in there?
He managed to sneak in somehow because it's in a big plot of land, but it's very hard to get in.
Will they kill you?
Well, this is where I'm getting to.
What are they doing though? It's why mad, are they doing this? Why?
But there's pictures of our, not ours, the American presidents and the most powerful people in the world at this place.
Yeah.
So people you know, you don't know what.
Tom Hanks is apparently a kiddie fiddler.
But anyway, so Ryan Garcia has come out as saying he was taken to Bohemian Grove, tied up and made to watch them fiddle with kids and do shit to kids.
No way.
Yeah. Crazy.
Really?
That's what I'm talking
Everyone, at the minute, like it's all his social media is about this. Whoa. He's saying he's found out like these elites know everything. They're the most powerful people on earth. And it's crazy that no one really knows about it because it's so secretive. Like, yeah. And how do they keep it that secretive? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the people that do know about it, like, just brush it under the rug. Like, you've just heard that now. What are we going to do? We can't do anything.
Yeah. But okay, right. So if you're at this thing and you're seeing something happen to a kid, right? If you expose it, they're going to kill you. They could kill you so easily.
How?
Because they're the most powerful people on the planet.
How?
Yeah, how are they going to kill me?
Bro, send a guy around to your house immediately.
Yeah. literally. Yeah.
It's the same way. Really? I don't know if you man remember, there was a lawyer that in America, a FedEx driver came up to the door, pretending to be a FedEx driver, but he was an assassin. Mm-hmm. He went to shoot the lawyer, but killed the family instead, and not been spoken about since. Like there was nothing.
When was this?
This was a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
It's crazy.
What do you mean? He killed the family instead. What do you mean?
What was the lawyer working on?
Like I can't. It was something big. I can't remember what it was. But the fact that can just happen casually. Yeah, bro.
But what we need to remember as well is the people that go to this thing are the people that run all the media. They run everything. And he talks about how in these big elite circles, right?
Similar to the Epstein trial, that was it. Gunman kills the son of the overseeing judge.
No way.
He was trying to kill the judge of the Epstein trial.
Yeah, bro. Shit. This no joke, bro. And he pulled up as like a FedEx driver or something.
Oh my God.
Bro, you don't realize how powerful these people are, man. It's crazy.
So fucked.
But anyway, Ryan Garcia, he's trying to obviously expose all this shit. But he's also saying, but it's not just him. So many people in Hollywood at the moment are saying, bro, the Illuminati type thing is real. Like they will get you to try and sign away. Do you see David Dobrik talks about it as well?
Really?
Bro, did you not see that? That was crazy. So he talks about it on a podcast. He said he's been scared to talk about it for like ever.
Jack's locked the fuck in, by the way.
Bro.
You're cooking today, bro.
Yeah, he's sitting, man. Yeah. Bro, when I saw this stuff, I had to look into it because I was like, I thought the guy was going crazy. But genuinely, what he's talking about is like, it's real shit. But anyway, so David Dobrik, he used to live with this girl who's like an up and coming singer. And he spoke about this on a pod. And he said she was approached by these guys and they took her aside in suits and all this shit. And they said to her, look, we can make you whatever you want to be. You want to be famous, we can do it. You want to be rich, we can do it. But to do it, you need to kill your family member. And apparently she had this conversation and her mum was like willing to do it and all this shit.
And then she
said, yeah, I'm pretty sure we might be able to get the clip up. But she then told David And she was like, if I, they told me if I tell anyone, they'll kill me like that. So she told David and he said he's been keeping this secret for years. And he's only.
So they said, if you tell anyone, you'll be killed. So she told someone.
Apparently, yeah. They're
smart.
Yeah, of all people, yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's fucked.
I've actually got another one that links into this.
Okay.
And this happened very recently. So do you know Boeing?
No, I didn't know. But the planes. The
planes.
Oh, I heard something about this.
Right. Well, so they're like the third biggest like export in America, right? They don't just do planes, they do like military. They're like a huge
rockets and stuff. Oh, okay.
They're the number one supplier for the military. So they give you the rockets, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there was this guy that worked there for like 25 years and he was in charge of like quality assurance or whatever. And he noticed that they were just skipping loads of steps in like when the plane's manufacturing and all this shit.
Yeah.
But they weren't listening to him and they were like, oh, we don't give a shit. And he said like, when you fly a plane, you know, when it comes into the emergency and those things come down, he said most of them don't work. And they just, because they didn't give a shit.
Because they're going to die anyway.
Yeah, so they don't give a shit. So they just didn't bother like doing them properly. Anyway,
oh my God.
He left Boeing and started releasing all this stuff. He became a whistleblower for Boeing, right? And there was a recent testimony on it. And the day before he was due in court to give his evidence, he was found shot dead outside his hotel room.
Oh, I hate this fucking world. Him?
Yeah, John Barnett found dead, yeah.
Wow.
Apparently self-inflicted.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
But everyone's saying that the gunshot wounds, it doesn't make sense that it's self-inflicted. Mm. And also, why would he do it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to trial...
Self-inflicted, my arsehole.
Crazy, bro.
Jeez,
yeah,
bro!
Yeah, conspiracy is crazy. Yeah. Boeing denied both claims. Of course they did.
Yeah, man.
Bastards.
Crazy. It's scary. Like, I'm like one of those people that don't believe in all this conspiracy bullshit. But when I started looking into this stuff, I was like, how is that real?
Yeah.
I do believe that conspiracy stuff. Yeah, some of them. Some of them. Some a lot of them. 9/11 and all that. Either way. let's move on to
that was juicy. Sorry, thank you.
That was, wasn't it?
I was locked in.
That was nice. Well done, Jack.
Cheers.
That was good. That's good stuff. He hasn't done that in a while. It's good.
No, well, this Ryan Garcia thing literally made me like.
Well, I'm gonna look him up.
Watch the videos of him. It's weird. Mm. And then he was live on TikTok and that talking about it, and you can see these like people in the background, and. He starts talking about, he's like, also, they know how to time travel, all this bullshit. They've got documents on aliens and all this bollocks. And this guy next to him is like, right, I'm stopping the lie. It's weird.
Also, as well, with that. No, I had something. No.
Trail of thought is gone.
No. Okay, I got something. No. So have you seen? Oh yeah. Obviously, they're trying to ban TikTok in America now, right?
Oh yeah.
Again.
Oh,
okay.
But that's because obviously TikTok has got. Are you holding in a yawn?
Yes. Good.
Being clocked holding in a yawn is crazy.
He's holding in a yawn.
I think
as soon as I start talking.
That's so funny.
And you was like, yep.
Yeah, bro, I was. I was
His nose was flaring, and I was thinking, what's going on? Clocked it.
Sorry, bro. No, I'm interested. Go on.
Are you?
TikTok, America.
Yeah.
Please go.
No, this is the last thing, right?
All
right. Until we get into the game.
Cool.
They're trying to ban TikTok in America, and people are saying, oh, because they can't control it because all this information.
I'm not holding in anything. I'm just black. So I'm not supposed to just look like that.
Oh, okay, fine. Obviously, all this information gets around really quick. Everyone's starting to realise all government control and shit. And I don't know if you saw this one thing where this guy was doing TikToks and he filmed the top of a mountain. And in this TikTok, you can see this big giant on the mountain, right? And then he kept on doing these series of videos, going into the woods and stuff, being like, I swear there's huge giants out there somewhere, okay? Mm. And he keeps on trying to go and find them and film, and he filmed them again. You just see this like big giant on top of this mountain ages away. Mm. And then his girlfriend posted, like these are getting millions of views, and then his girlfriend posted, oh, he's been killed. this guy who's documenting these giants has been killed. Can't remember his name now. What? Mental.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's mental.
Did that come out as not true, though?
It might have been not conspiracy. True.
That one could have easily been though.
He could have been playing.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, even, didn't Grace have people locked in on her little UFO thing?
Yes.
Did she get you?
What's that?
Nah. She kind of.
She did like a TikTok a little while ago. And then was like, what was it? Like a flash and like a little...
It was a flash that stopped in the middle of the screen.
Wasn't that for like a TV show or something?
I don't even know what it was for.
Yeah, I think it was.
But I think,
it went viral. Everyone believed that it was like a proper UFO.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. So this is Mr. and Mr. with Cole, Alison James,
Jack Joseph,
and James. So James and Fuhad, they're on one team. Me and Jack are on the other. And our producer for today is going to read out some questions.
This is a head-to-head low IQ versus shits and gigs.
Yep.
Nice. We like these.
You like these, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think you know
each other well?
We know each other very well.
Mm. Yep. It's like you finish each other's
sentences.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was going to say, kicking the mixed race guy out.
Right. Okay. So please, Mr. Producer, say... So wait, are we going to... Shall I just explain? We're going to hold up. All right. So Jack, go.
Okay, so the way this works, we've got three rounds with three questions in each round. For each question, we've got to decide either ourselves or our partner. And if we both get it right, then we get a point.
Partner.
Well, it's a partner, isn't it? What else?
I suppose. All right.
Friend. All right, friend.
Let's go friend.
All right, let's go friend. Your friend.
You're not partners.
Partner.
Partner. All right, I'll fucking partner then. Fine, go on then.
Friends if you want.
Can be a fax.
No. Partner. Partner, yeah. Okay, go.
Okay, so round one.
Yes.
First question. Who is funnier?
Now, I suppose we've got to think what our partner would say, right? Or are we doing just what we think?
Just what we think.
Just who do you think? Yeah. Right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, what? Oh, we all said each other, didn't we? Why are you holding up two?
Which one are you showing?
I'm showing
both.
No, you can't.
That's 2 points taken off. That's brilliant.
Literally, it's funny.
We win a point because you can hold up two.
Yeah.
You can't hold up two, mate.
You've got zero anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We all got zero.
Oh, we got
okay,
zero.
Okay, we all got zero.
Yeah.
The future, though.
Yeah.
Do you know how this game works? Okay.
I thought you would have said yourself for that.
No.
Good.
Good. The numbers won't die.
What did he straight say? Over his head.
I went straight over your head.
It's all
good. I've seen the rules, I've seen the numbers.
Okay, next question.
Okay, question two. Who has more money?
It's a tough one.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Shall we?
Nice.
Right, yeah. One point.
So 1 point
for the Spotify listeners, by the way, me and Jack both said Jack, Fuhad and James both said Fuhad. Okay.
Very nice.
How do you know that?
How would that work? Because you both do the same thing.
Yeah, because I spend.
Oh.
Fuhad's a really sensible saver.
I'm only really? A sensible saver because of... I was going to say something so obnoxious.
Go on. No, go on. Because you earn so much.
I was going to say I'm only a sensible saver because I have... enough money to save now, as opposed to when I was on like I say 9 to 5, but like when I was working normally, I was hardly saved.
Do you save though? Because I
actually do save.
Because
you're really good at saving. Yeah. I'm terrible at saving.
I actually really do save now.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't save, and neither do you. But we just don't buy shit. Well, we don't call
that
it
saving.
I know, but it's not like
I'm
not actively saving.
Count me out of that. I save.
You don't need to save.
What the fuck?
No, I'm saying.
Everyone needs to say, Jeff Bezos, save.
What the fuck? Okay, fine, sure.
So one
each.
One all.
All right, we're doing all right.
Next question.
Right, one all. Last one of this round. Who is more vain or cares more about their appearance?
Huh, that's an interesting one.
Okay, ready? Count us down.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, show.
I know it's, but anyway. Fuhad, right.
Oh.
Really?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
really?
So James and Fuhad voted Fuhad both of them, for, and then Jack and me voted me.
Mm. It's 2-2.
Say less. What? Okay, why do you think Fuhad's...
cares more about appearance?
Yeah.
It's not that he cares more about appearance.
He's just better looking.
That for one. And he's more invested. So whenever we have like a photo shoot or if we're working with a stylist or whatever, like Fuhad will get involved in it.
Oh, really?
And I'm just like, get this over with. Yeah. Like, I don't like, oh. I fucking hate
really?
It. So yeah, it's, he doesn't care more about his appearance, but like in that aspect of like, in a vanity aspect, he can buy into it more than I can.
You got great skin.
Thank you, sir.
He does have great skin.
You both do, to be fair. You do as well.
Do I?
So that's good. Bro.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Was waiting for that.
last one of this round.
Round to one person. say it. All right, round two.
Round two.
Okay, so that's two all. Round two. First question is, who has the worst habit?
Ooh. Hold on. Ooh, now that's a toughie, isn't it?
We've both got bad habits.
We've both got bad habits. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ready for the thingy. Yeah, are you guys
ready?
Oh, shit.
I think
His is worse. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I think habits are right, I'm thinking. Yeah. But I'm still going to go with my choice.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, show.
Yeah.
Right again. Yeah. So everyone got it right again. Why has Fuhad got the bad
what
worst
is
habit?
It?
What is it?
I know what you've got. Sleep and hunger.
Yeah, he's anemic and he won't admit.
You're anemic?
Yeah, so like he never gets enough sleep, but he does. Like he can sleep 10 hours and still be exhausted. And like,
oh, really?
His hunger
controls me.
His hunger is like a vampire's hunger. Like if he's hungry, he can't function, he can't think,
really?
He can't talk. If you guys wanted us here for 4 o'clock and it was 4:02 and he was hungry, we'd
be
get
at 4:30.
At 4:30 once he's eaten.
Really?
Yeah.
We've learned.
I wouldn't be able to record, I promise you.
What would you do?
I wouldn't be able to record, bro. Like, I wouldn't give my all.
Sit here in silence.
I'd sit here and just like,
Really?
Yeah, bro, I need food.
Yeah. Okay. Fucks him up.
I need food, yeah.
Okay, what's your habit, James? Do you have a habit?
You know what my habit
is. I would say his bad habit is the authority thing. Like
he doesn't like do well orders.
Really bad. But I don't think his is more as heightened as mine because the likelihood of his happening is less.
My authority issue is less frequent.
Less frequent than my hunger and tiredness. That's why I went for that.
That's kind of the same.
Authority, good.
What about you guys?
Jack, what's my one? What's my bad habit?
Well,
Well, I think so. Go on.
You definitely know what it is because you did it today.
Go on.
So Cole's bad habit is
eating other people's food.
I
don't do that.
Carry on. Rude. But time management. He is the worst. So you
fuck
don't
fuck that,
bro.
Man.
It is bad.
I hate that.
No, do you know how bad it is today? Right. So we've got a group chat. We should get this on screen. His messages for in
we'll just
post
do it later.
Yeah, later. But
don't need to do.
So
that.
He messaged me yesterday. He messaged me yesterday saying, Jack, we've got to get there an hour early because we need to plan. We've got some other stuff we're doing together. We've got a plan. So he said, be there by 2:30. And I said, all right. I don't think I'm early to shit all the time. And I said,
no, you're fucking not.
I am. I'm Go either on. Early. I'm never late.
Go on.
So I said to him, like, you shouldn't be the one telling me to be early because you're he's late every episode, genuinely. Anyway.
Stereotypes, bro.
So today I messaged the chat at 2:30 saying, oh, I'm here basically and 5 minutes away. He messages back, why the fuck are you so early?
Oh, okay, that's a piss take.
Yeah. I forgot.
It's being late and there's not even knowing you're late. That's a fucking joke.
Do you know how late he was? 1:45.
Bro, that's not funny. Bro.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
No, I'm not late because in my head, I thought it was 3:30 I was getting here.
So that's what I'm saying. Time management is bad.
It is bad.
Very bad.
It is bad. No, but I'm
that's
usually only...
needs time management. That's like... just basic organization.
Yeah, I know, but no, that's forgetfulness.
Okay, and that, yeah.
Because I forgot I was getting there.
We also had a Sidemen shoot, and I was on my way. I was due there in like 30 minutes, right? And I ring him, he's not picking up. And finally picks up, I'm like, where the fuck are you? Oh, I just woke up.
Yeah, no, that
fucking murder you, bro.
That is because my alarm didn't go off.
It's bad all the time. It was like midday. It wasn't early.
Jesus. No, it was 2 hours away from me. All right.
Same
either way.
Me, but...
Either way. I got there late for that one. But that's forgetfulness as well.
I'm angry on Jack's behalf. I'm not
sorry.
So the thing is, I think your habit's worse than mine.
Oh, Jack's is like...
But I just knew he'd put me.
What's your habit?
Jack's I'd say... Well, let me say.
Yeah.
Vaping and snus.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I don't vape anymore, though.
He doesn't vape anymore, so snus.
But yeah. Snus was to get me off the vape.
Fair. And that's also like just self-inflicted. That doesn't affect anyone else.
Mm. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Okay, last round. Well, round two, right?
Yeah.
Last round?
This is wholesome.
Round two, second question, Cole.
Okay.
Okay, so... Who leaves the night out first?
Easy.
Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Easy?
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's easy.
Is it?
Who leaves the night out first?
Oh, actually, maybe it's not easy. No, it's not easy.
Sorry, fellas.
Oh, shit.
We need to get this right.
Yeah, we know each other.
Get a few more years under your belt, man.
Hold on.
Night out first.
Okay, I've got mine.
Okay. Yeah, I got mine. Yeah, ready?
All right, then. 3, 2, 1, show.
Fuck.
Amateurs.
I didn't
need to check his phone.
So Jack put me, I put Jack, Fuhad put Fuhad, James put Fuhad. Why'd you put me?
See, the thing is, we talked about this on like 2 episodes ago.
But
I hate going out.
I know.
But when I start drinking...
You're right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to go. And you're always... I wouldn't say you want to go.
I never go.
No, you don't. But I'd say...
I guess. You want to stay out longer, I guess. Mm. Yeah. Okay, you boys?
Mm. More time we're in a group, I just...
Once he's had enough, I'm like, you know, once I start drinking,
I'm hungry.
I can go and go and go.
True.
Once I start drinking, I can just go.
If I'm hungry, obviously.
As soon as he gets hungry, game over.
Do you have a low social battery?
I have a low social battery.
Bro, same. Mine is bad.
I wouldn't say it's low, but it's not the greatest.
Mine's medium, yeah. I guess.
Actually, I think you've seen mine be quite... If we're at events and stuff and people are, I'm just, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, it depends who I'm with.
Yeah.
If I'm with, like, my close mates, my battery's just all night. But around new people, I'm just, oh.
So it's the new people is the one.
Yeah, it's just small talk all the time, isn't it? It is. Shit.
All right.
Last question.
Yeah. All right, last one of this round. Who's more likely to join a cult?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I've got this one.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that is 4-3, by the way.
Oh, it's 4-3.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Okay. To Fuhad and James.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know this one.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1, show.
Yeah. Cole.
Shit.
No. What do you mean, shit?
No, they've gone.
I didn't look. Yeah.
Mm.
James has put James. Fuhad put James.
Yours is, that's obvious.
I mean, three, right.
Why?
I only gave James because I thought you were going to give James, but I don't know why I'm more likely to join a couple.
I just feel like. I feel like you're just more susceptible.
I get excited about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I thought you were going to say.
And I'm just, I would just charge it. I would say no from the jump.
Yeah.
And he would probably like try and egg me onto it.
They could chuck me into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they were just like, there's like water slides and like.
That's it. You're going to Bohemian fucking Grove for a water slide.
Yeah, Bohemian Grove literally has like paintball, water slides, like COD tournaments, all that kind of shit. Bro, it sounds pretty serious. Yeah.
Okay, why am I? Because I thought
you believe everything you see.
No, I don't.
So someone could you're easily manipulatable.
Mad.
It trends with the hypnosis.
Mm. No, it doesn't trend with the hypnosis. No, it doesn't trend with the hypnosis. Because at the hypnosis, I purposely listen loads because I haven't got good listening ears. Yeah. I listened it loads on it and I wanted to do it because I was like, this isn't shit, bro. Mm.
Okay.
So that proves the point though, because you tried your hardest not to get hypnotized.
No, I tried my hardest to get hypnotized.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
But I think Jack just thinks I'm stupid. That's why I do it. Right. Last round.
Okay, last round. Round three. First question is, who is more likely to have a weird fetish?
Yeah,
I got it.
A weird fetish.
Let me win.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All clued in. 3, 2, 1, show.
Yes! Whoa! Are you
thinking
what the hell? Mate, you do some weird shit.
No, Cole.
You do some weird shit, mate.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
So basically, what just happened for the Spotify user? Fuhad put James. James put Fuhad. And then Jack put me and I put Jack. What
Why did you say yes then? What?
Because we looked at yours.
I thought it was self-explanatory that it's cold. That's insane.
No, mate. What would give you the impression I'm a fetish man?
Because you're more like, you're more into that kind of stuff.
Well, sexual.
Yeah, you talk very sexual all the time.
Yeah, but I don't have fetishes, mate.
You probably have some.
Do you? Okay, so you guys, explain.
I just booked James because I couldn't think of one for myself.
Mm. So okay, James. Like,
what's the word? Process of elimination.
So I put you just because...
Freaky boy. Kinky.
I don't know. I think we're kind of on the same level, you know?
Mm. You're not into the like, over.
No, I don't like... We've spoke about it. I wish I did have a fetish.
I do.
I think that was... What's your fetish?
Fetishes seem...
No,
really
I meant
cool.
I wish I did.
Oh,
to be fair, I spoke to my mate recently and he said he met this girl, right? And like the first date, they, you know, went back and she was like quite an innocent person, right? And apparently she like opened a drawer and there was like crazy stuff in there. Nice. And she asked him to lay like this, like in doggy, and she wanted to spank him loads.
I see, nah, that's ridiculous.
That's kind
that
of
was
yeah,
her
that's
fetish.
Sus.
Hmm.
Sus.
He didn't like it.
Oh, he did it?
Yeah. A couple just, slaps, he said.
I just don't do it.
He did it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Either way. Okay, next question.
Okay, next question. Who makes a better prime minister?
Cool.
Is that another quick one?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it, yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1, show.
Nice.
Okay, no. But all one there. Yeah. Okay. So what's the score now? 5-4, innit? Or yeah, 6-5?
5-4. But yeah, they're one up.
Right, so it's all down to this last question.
It's all down to this last question of round three.
And the last one is, who's got the best riz?
Who's got the best riz?
Okay.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
We could win it here, Jack.
It's different.
Different styles of riz.
We got different styles.
Yeah. What, the best?
Yeah.
No, you've got the best.
No good fairies. No looking at each other's things.
Mm. I think we got to get a countdown on this.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, show.
Yes!
Oh, I was yes! About to
sorry,
I switched. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Well done, Jack.
Come on.
We drew.
You get gas for what?
Yeah, that's sick.
After all that, you have drawn 6-6. All.
Yeah.
That's sick. I'm happy with that, mate.
Yeah.
I'm happy with a draw. Comeback.
That was a good
one. That was good. Yeah.
We're losing.
Well done. Yeah, I'd say you have the best risk.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm good at that.
You're good at it. You've got good charisma, I'd say.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. You got good.
It's all right.
Yeah. No, you have as well. You have. Well, yeah, but you. I think you need more confidence.
Yeah.
Do you lack confidence?
Well, no, I'm not rizzing up. I've got a girlfriend, so I'm not. I don't think you would have seen my riz, really.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen my riz, I guess, but.
No, I have.
He hasn't, by the way. It's a joke. No, fair enough. Yeah. What about you guys? Why do you pick each other?
Just the styles are different.
Styles are very different, yeah.
Okay.
But like...
Different formations on the team.
Like, Fuhad's like... I don't know. I would have... The reason I said you is because, like, I've seen you win girls over. Girls that I've got usually fancy me before.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay. He's saying he's better looking than...
No, it's not even about looking.
I hear what you're saying, though. I hear what you're saying.
It's just like, I would never... There's never, ever in our... Like, I'm like... Socially, I can't just talk to a stranger.
To girls, yeah.
So like, in order for me to talk to a girl, I've already seen her looking at me. So I'm like, all right.
Oh
cool.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I can see a girl and she's like, she's banging. I'm going to talk to her.
Oh, really?
That, okay.
That's not me at all.
Yeah,
that's,
nah,
I'm
neither.
With you on that, James. Yeah.
So that's why I said it was you.
But the reason why I said it was you because of what you said earlier about yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? Like a girl will come up or like, he will see a girl from afar and the connection is just then they just... Straight,
yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
So it's a mutual thing, yeah.
So you can just go up to a girl and chat her up?
Rarely.
Yeah,
like,
but you
I have
can.
To be in like the zone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bro, I don't think I've ever done that. Ever. I've never gone
it's
up to a girl.
It's rare for me.
It is rare for you.
Rare
I've
for
seen
me.
It work. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Impressive, yeah.
So you go up to girl.
Back in the day, I'd be in the zone. I'd have to have a few drinks though and slightly know that if she's looked at me once, then I'll be like, I'd stare at her. I'd look at a good looking girl. I'd stare at her. I would wait until I caught her eye. Even if it was just a quick glance, I'd be like, all right, I'm over. Right. And then I'd go next to them and pretend like I don't see them. Maybe I'd like bump into them and be like, oh, what are you saying, girl? Wouldn't say that. But, and then it would work.
right, cool.
Would you use a chat up line or would you just
chat? Just conversation.
Yeah, yeah, combo. How do you start?
It depends on the situation, bro. If I'm probably seeing a girl, to be fair, I'll compliment her. I think that's just a
10 out of 10. She's at the bar. She's getting a drink. She's about to move away.
Yeah. But I'll probably say something right. Sorry to disturb you. But you smell fucking banging, by
smells
the way.
Smells a good one.
That's so good.
Smell fucking banging.
Okay, let's reenact this. Yeah. I'm a girl. All right.
So you're about to leave the bar, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, you be the barman. Yeah. You pass me this.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is your drink, lady. You.
Half drunk Corona.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Cheers.
Off you go.
I'm going now. So, just going. Yeah. I'm off. I'm out the club. What the fuck?
He's got a mission of a drink.
We're game planning.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said I'm out the club.
Go again. Yeah, all right. Okay, he's off. She's off. Good luck. Okay. See you later, madam.
Thank you.
Good morrow.
Good. See you later.
Real quick. Sorry. My bad. Sorry to disturb you. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
You smell fucking amazing.
Do I?
I don't know what you're wearing, but I love it. I love it. And I'll crack on.
Oh, that's it.
Okay,
I'll let go and crack on. I'll just crack, like, I'll keep ordering my drink or whatever, but that's left the impression.
It's very good.
What if they don't smell good? Would you say?
You lie.
Oh, no, I don't lie. Feel like they smell good, I will tell them they smell
good. What if she smells like BO? What would your game plan be then?
I would probably smell it before I chat to her.
Oh, so then you've been abort mission.
What about a breath? Big one. Big one. She opens her mouth and then you're like,
woo!
Like twice.
I'd go.
You just go straight away.
No, I'd be like, my mates, I think.
I'd probably be like, I would start a conversation and then like chit chat, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to go meet my friends. I'll say I'm going to toilet. That's it. Toilet.
Really?
In the dance, going toilet. I'll catch you in a bit, going toilet.
She goes in for the kiss.
That's insane.
No, she wouldn't. Not just in the first
scenario.
No.
First encounter.
Improv.
Nah, impossible.
Right. Have you ever done that on a date? You ever ditched a date?
I've never ditched a date.
I wouldn't. I feel too bad, I think.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah,
I'd grind through it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is the end of the episode, guys. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank
what do you want to say to the cameras? And everyone, the audience.
Cheers for having us. Congrats on the new set.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Portrait.
This was a really fun episode.
It was.
You know, the last time you came on as well, just being finished with this, is a lot of your fans came over just to watch you.
Yeah.
And then we got a few comments that are like, these boys are not it, but we're just here for James at Foo. If you say that again, just show love, mate. All right? You don't have to watch
cross pollinate, man.
Yeah, in this one, I think you guys really held your own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really, really did a good job. And actually, that's kind of rare for people to invite us on and actually carry a conversation. It's super comfortable. So well done.
There you go, guys.
There you go. Just listen to them.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, man.
Do you want to plug your stuff? I was going to say you could plug your show, but you sold out, haven't you?
Yeah.
200 tickets left. Yeah. You want them? They're probably gone by now.
Yeah.
So unlucky.
Yeah, but now we're good. We're just happy to be here.
Facts.
Good.
Appreciate you coming up.
See you later, everybody.
Gang.
Bye-bye.
Bye.